Welcome to They Got Game, the place where, that's what an awful start. It's been a late night for us, Tommy.
The stars were out to play tonight.
Guys, we somehow, some way, finagled ourselves into the WNBA draft tonight.
All I'm going to say is we were in a room with a lot of talent.
Tom, a lot of talent. Also, I want this to be our slogan. I have a new slogan for us.
What is it?
I can't stop watching women's basketball.
It's great.
I can't stop watching women's. I'm going to make t-shirts.
The problem is it keeps getting better.
I think 10 seasons ago, a la J.J. Redick, talking about 50s NBA, and no offense to any superstar players, but 10 seasons ago was the equivalent of you're playing with plumbers and policemen.
And now
you're coming into the like Larry and Magic era.
So many storylines tonight with the draft. First of all, we saw like a really proud papa or a proud grandpa, a proud goat, where 60% of his starting lineup gets drafted, the 2025 national champion UConn Huskies. Gino was there tonight to support.
Grandpa G.
We had the number one pick get drafted. Paige.
We had a third round.
Chen. And let me say, I think that might have been the loudest explosion of anyone that got picked in the draft tonight.
I agree. I was in the bathroom, which was one floor up. I'm not exaggerating. In the bathroom, in the men's bathroom, one floor up, and I heard it from there.
And what was nice is the whole UConn Husky squad was in like right up in front, and they all went nuts. Like you knew they were excited for it.
It was the third round. It can be a long night. The entire team and some former players waited there 2 hours to watch Caitlin get drafted.
The alumni
and Aubrey get drafted a few picks later.
The alumni came out to play for UConn tonight, and they're no joke.
We saw Aaliyah Edwards. We saw Anika Mule.
She said it was emotional for her, and that she was crying up until 5 a.m. Croatia time. So she was like, you know, that championship, there's like the bloodlines run deep with the alumni. That meant a lot for the alumni because they were, Gino said that they're part of it when they cut down the net. And I think they really felt that.
I agree. Those were her teammates the year before. And I think there's just something super special about playing for UConn if you're a women's basketball player.
It really kind of is the mecca of college women's basketball hoops.
Yeah, you kind of saw it today in the draft. There's three teams that no matter what your role is on the team, if you just made it onto that squad, you're a legitimate player. South Carolina, UConn, or LSU. If you're on one of those teams, doesn't matter how many points or what you did on the floor, you know you're picking up a quality player.
And you know you got a coach that cares on all three of the coaches that were there. We saw Dawn, we saw Kim. You saw Gino. They're all right there to support their players.
Yeah. Dawn was there, and I think her players weren't even there. She went just to support.
Hey, she's a proponent of the game. They're helping grow the game.
They really are. That's the Mount Rushmore there of coaches for women's ball.
And yeah, to me, there was a buzz in the building tonight.
I agree. They said it was the biggest crowd for a WNBA draft thus far. And it's just going to keep getting bigger and bigger.
Just getting up the escalator to like get into like the draft room was like bottleneck almost.
1,000%. And just all the stars being out. It was, hey, DeJounay Carrington. Oh, that, Aaliyah Edwards. Oh, that, Rikia Jackson. It was amazing being there and seeing all these superstar players there to support the W.
And they take very serious of, I know they rebranded the red carpet to the orange carpet. Some of the outfits were, you know, very specifically picked. I know Citron, who was picked. She had a great outfit. I know Kentucky, who is our Kentucky player that got drafted number six?
You know, we have a new favorite player from the draft, Georgia Amor. We're humbled that she talked to us so much and really just spent, you know, didn't rush us, spent as much time as we needed asking her questions, and she went number six. That's
unbelievable for a couple of reasons.
She's 5'6".
She may have been the first lottery pick in WNBA history that I've ever been taller than.
And significantly.
That shows heart over height. And let me tell you, she's paired up business wise with probably somebody that's synonymous with like being like a fashion, you know, someone at the forefront of the NBA, like Russell Westbrook, who, like, you know, his name comes to mind when you talk about coming to the through the tunnel in the NBA, and they're partnered up. He was there for her tonight.
That was a pretty cool to see. Yeah, Russell Westbrook was there to support Georgia. You know, we love a NBA, WNBA mashup supporting the women's ball. We're all for that. The only NBA player there tonight, I think.
I think so. Unless you want to talk about Jalen Suggs, the boyfriend of Haley Van Lith. I know he's injured right now, but he was pumped up to see his number 11 for LSU get drafted number 11th.
That was a very what do you call it? Maybe it was written. She's a, you know, deep in her faith, and that had to hit home. Maybe for her, you know, 11 going 11. That's pretty
very
special.
Very apropos. The only girl to take only first woman to take three different college teams to three different Elite Eights. Started at Louisville, went to LSU, then finished and really elevated her career with TCU. And now she's teammates again with her LSU teammate, Angel Reese.
That's right.
So I think the 2.0 combination of them is going to be great. So I'm very excited to see it.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. Chicago should be legitimate contenders. And, you know, just with the talent coming into the league, every squad is going to be superstar team.
This was a talented draft. You're gonna see some of those teams that maybe struggled last year that are really gonna get elevated because of this draft.
I agree. People were, you know, the internet interweb was saying it was a weak draft.
Couldn't disagree more.
A weak draft.
Could not disagree more.
How dare you? What's weak about it? What part? Oh, that Caitlin was in it. Put
nothing,
$5.
There's nothing
draft.
Weak. There's nothing weak about this draft. There's some serious bowlers. You know, I gotta say, like, I was so just excited to see the media coverage. You know, they had Ryan Rucco and ESPN on it, and you know, some of the interviews. It was just a really awesome thing to see. Such a you know. It was covered really beautifully, and I feel like maybe 20 years ago it was not the same type of showing.
It really was cool. We're, you know, being fans of women's ball, you're also fans of the analysts. Ryan Rucco, Andrea Carter. We said hello to Taylor Rooks, who was there that covered it for NBA TV. And they all put in a
great job tonight. Yeah.
And it's special to see.
This league's a baby. It's 29 years old.
A baby. It's just starting. People say, oh, it's not making any money. When did the NBA start making money? That's something we got to look up.
What was the United States like in 1799? Come on, give it a little bit of time.
It was a third world country probably back then.
Come on. We didn't even have antibacterial soap then.
Probably no not
trains.
Even
we didn't even have probably trains no, then.
Or sewage system. I think you just like went outside and dug a trench. Think about that.
It's amazing how quickly you can get from New York City all the way up to the northern part of New Jersey because I could hear those bugs like making some noise. Oh, you heard the bugs
back on my car?
No, I like it. It's nice. It's okay. Deep into the night. We're working late. We got there. We left at 2 o'clock p.m. Uh-huh. It's 11. It's a long day. Long media day.
A long media day. We were sweaty. We were smelly, probably. But we're just working hard, you know, trying to, you know, support this sport and, you know, be amongst like the biggest fans that showed up there tonight, which there was a ton. That was half the fun, seeing the fans there excited to watch the draft.
It was unbelievable.
You like Citron's look? That's a Sona Citron. You like number? That was your favorite look of the night.
It is really tough to pick. We're talking about just the lottery or anyone in general?
Anyone that showed up tonight, yeah.
I mean, I got to go with Nika Mule. Nika Mule, I liked what she did. She had the, you know, her heritage. She had the Croatian stylist and person that picked out her outfit. And I thought it was cool that it was like anyone that has a key, if you want to add it to my chain around my neck, you could add it to it. So that was kind of cool.
That was cool. She's one of the fashionistas of the league. I was a Kiki fan. I think she gave an ode to a Cameroon stylist with her dress, and her whole family was giving a nod to the culture as well. And she looked amazing. That was my number one for the night.
It was great. And honestly, it was very emotional to see like the families when they're getting interviewed right after they get drafted, and, you know, them thinking their parents and their grandparents and like, you know, my parents were blue collar workers. That's what got me here. And like, it really was. I got choked up a couple of times seeing when they would zoom in on the parents at the table. It was like, it's the pinnacle of being a parent, like job well done. You had a kid, you raised them, and they just got drafted to the best league in the world in basketball. You're there in the 0.001% of people in the world.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what round you went in. I think people, they went second round. They went third. If you got drafted by the WNBA tonight, that's
you are the best insane... of the you are the best of the best of the best.
Yeah, don't hang your head ever, because, you know, someone who went late that was slated to go early, Serena Sundell, she went in the third round, I think, to Seattle. You're the best of the best. It really doesn't matter at all. You got drafted that night. You shook the commissioner's hand, and you were on that stage in New York. It's incredible.
And we definitely was an international draft. We had some people from Russia. I think we had some. We had some people from France, go ahead.
No, you talked about being emotional. Maybe one of my favorite moments of the night was a Slovenian player. I don't know. Forgive me if I'm pronouncing her name wrong. Asia Sivka. She shouted out her dad in the crowd. And this guy, quivering lip, eyes watering.
I got
Oh, my up. Gosh. Me too. Don't
feel bad about that pronunciation. I know Ryan Rucco said, you're making me pronounce this twice in one night. It is a tough last name, but good for her. 6'4". She's going to be, I think she's going to be an impact player on your one.
Number 10. It's insane.
Good for her.
Yeah. That was a really special moment for me for that night. Yeah.
Just going back to UConn, like 60% of their starting lineup got drafted. And the other 40% was not eligible to get drafted.
Yeah, AZ could have, you know, I think she could have been eligible. I'm not sure if she's 22 or not.
And but Strong was there. She's a freshman. She can't get drafted.
Nope. KK's there.
Essentially, 100% of the national champions could have been in the W this year.
Yeah, I agree. And I think same with South Carolina. That if, let's say, they were all eligible, you would see, like, the full first round just being UConn and South Carolina players.
You know what other school I think made a lot of noise tonight is Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I
mean, a lot of Notre Dame players were there tonight.
Well, if you just look at their, you know, their alum, you got Arike, you got Marina Mabry, you got Skylar Diggins, now Sona Citron, and Maddie get drafted. That's another you know, juggernaut of a college team that if you're playing Notre Dame ball, you're legitimate.
It was funny. I think we were out for dinner in New York on Saturday, and I believe you saw one of the Kentucky guards going into a workout, right? Like, still putting in the work right before the draft.
Yeah, it was a Saturday night. Was it Saturday or Friday?
Saturday night.
Saturday night, 8:30. We're waiting to get an Uber. We're by a hotel. And Georgia Amore walks in sweating. She looks drenched. And it like, took me by surprise. I'm like, is that her? And I saw her in the Kentucky gear. I just gave her a nod, like, best of luck Monday. And she's coming from a workout on a Saturday night at 8:30 at night.
I'm saying she definitely just came from Black Ops, Chris Brickley workout.
She did post that a day later. Mm-hmm. It seemed like more than, you know, going to the gym. It seemed like she was balling, like that type of, you know, workout, like drenched in sweat. I think she might have had the ball under her arm too. That commitment, it's draft weekend. It's 2 days from the draft. And she's like, no, I'm going to keep training.
Shout out to the Land Down Under in Australia. They're making some noise in this league. We have several players and former players and coaches that are from Australia. It's awesome.
Aussie.
It's becoming more and more of an international sport.
Yeah, our number two is from France. People say she's going to shake up the league. Kind of reminded me of a female Wemby. How versatile
she is. Lance, the 6'6". I mean, her blocks are just like, her hand is just completely over the ball. It's unbelievable. And she showed out in the Olympics over the summer.
I completely agree. Any other takeaways for the night for you?
We have
I'm on cloud nine. We went to the city to watch this. Cloud nine, shout out Natasha Cloud. But it really was like a heck of a night.
We were in the mecca of basketball talent. It was truly, I don't want to say I was starstruck, but it was really nice to be able to chat and, you know, have some conversations and interviews with almost essentially like 50% of the lottery we got to talk with, which is really awesome.
Yeah, it's a blessing to, you know, get in and cover the sport, and we do our small part on trying to, you know, give as much exposure to a league that we think is phenomenal and better than the NBA at this point.
I don't think it's better. It's better than the NBA.
It is, right?
It's a better league than the NBA.
And we're not just saying that. I just don't like what the NBA has turned into now. And I'm really liking the progression of the W at this point.
I like that we got to see some Lynx players there tonight as well.
Yeah, Courtney Williams stuck around for their Lynx picks, which was awesome. She was, again, another player nice enough to chat with us, and she's got style too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And she's going to relay the message that to Dad that we said hello. He's a big fan of the Lynx, and you know we are. We think the Lynx should have been the 2024 champions. Shout out to game six of that, game four of that.
Shout out to the refs of game four, I think.
Yeah, for real, right?
It went off. They said it went off his foot. I don't know.
But big week for Paige. I mean, she wins 2 weeks, the national championship. She signs as a partner with Unrivaled. She gets drafted number one overall to the Dallas Wings. We asked the mascot of Dallas Wings, who's going to get drafted first? He didn't want to use his voice, but he put his hand up. He said, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He knew it. He wanted Paige. She's going to Dallas. I can't wait for her to try the brisket and the barbecue. She's going to be unbelievable down there.
The Dallas Wings.
They're going to embrace her with open arms. They're getting an unbelievable professional, battle-tested, been through the gauntlet of injury. She's been through the ups and downs, and they're getting a consummate professional over there.
Absolutely. And the season starts very soon. That's something that caught me off
guard. We are 31 days away.
It's a leap year, Martin. A leap year month or not?
31 days. May 18th, we will be in Barclays Center. We will be covering it. The defending WNBA champions, the New York Liberty, at Barclays Center. 1 o'clock, Ryan Rucco on the call. And I cannot wait. It cannot come fast enough. It's going to be like Christmas morning.
Yeah, we will be there, or we'll be square. It's a doubleheader that night, too. The second game is Indiana versus Chicago.
Indiana.
You can't get enough.
We can't.
Caitlin versus Angel. You can't get enough. And
you just can't.
Like that, you'll see a shout-out Michaela Timpson. She got drafted by the Fever. And then you'll see a little Haley Van Lith as well. Some new members to each of those respective teams.
HVL.
HVL. Shout out HVL. She really is one of the hardest workers in the draft.
And she spoke about mama mentality and work ethic and how she's going to continue and, you know, she's going to continue that work ethic into the league. And, you know, it's great. Kobe saw that in her 7-8 years ago, and you know, it manifested itself to her playing at the highest level.
And she's not satisfied. That's I think who is it, Holly Rowe?
Yep.
Had the interview, and she's just like, yeah, I'm just gonna keep working hard. It's not, this is just the beginning for her. Sorry, I'm getting my keys out of this thing. It's on my smell so much, man.
Hey, we were working hard tonight.
It's going up and down. I didn't put enough deodorant on.
You did great tonight. The biggest mistake. You were great tonight. You're not giving yourself enough credit.
Hey, likewise, man.
You were great. I'm excited to see what's next. I can't wait. We're gonna keep giving you content for They Got Game Pod.
Because we can't stop. Sometimes I want to stop, but I can't stop watching women's basketball.
That's the problem. It's unstoppable.
Anyway, we just wanted to give you guys a quick recap of our night at the draft. A phenomenal event.
Hey, the Shed's really a great venue.
The Shed was cool. But they might outgrow the Shed.
You know, they're going to have to ump it to probably 25, 30,000 next year.
Just wait till it's a juju. There's so many star players that are going to be drafted in the next couple seasons.
Truly, from the bottom of my heart, congratulations to all the 2025 draftees. And in the first three rounds, you guys, pioneers in the sport, helping move the game. Just you guys are set up for a great, great career. And hopefully the homes that you have are great fits for you. And I hope that I'm excited to watch you guys next season.
Hey, I couldn't have said it better. On that note, we'll finish this off. Thanks for listening.